Welcome back to the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman of the Orthodox Union. As always, it's great to be back with each and every one of you. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Chamishi, the 13th day of the month of Av. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support. We truly appreciate it, in particular the Schwartz family, and whose names are prominently listed in the OU daily email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. Please note that the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome to the daily call and introduce Rabbi Avraham Yaakov of Chazon Yisrael in Brooklyn, New York, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Yaakov slowly reciting our daily four chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, and 130. It will be followed by the Mishnah Berach L'Cholim and Achenu. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov, are you on? Might have your phone muted, but you're live on the program. Check your phone, please, that if it's muted. Apologize for the delay. Okay, bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Yaakov.
Shalom Aleichem, dear esteemed members of the Tehillim group and the organizers. It's an honor and privilege to talk to you today. I understand that this group gets together every Thursday to say Tehillim, to beseech Hashem for the things that we need, we all need, whether it's refuah shleima, shiduchim, parnosa. And it's so appropriate that this week's parsha, Parshas Vayeschanan, talks about beseeching Hashem. First, pasuk says Vayeschanan al Hashem Vayesahi Leimor. Moshe Rabbeinu was begging Hashem to go to Eretz Yisrael, and we know that Hashem denied him the entry. He never went into Eretz Yisrael. But Rashi says, Ein chinun b'chol makom el loshan matnas chinun. When it says vayeschanan, I beseeched, I begged Hashem, the shorish, the root of the word is chanun, which means to grant somebody something that he doesn't even deserve. Matnas chinun, a free gift. And then Rashi continues, Afal pishiyesh lahem l'tzadikim litlois b'maaseim atoivim. Even though tzadikim could have made their request dependent on the good deeds that they did, ein mevakshem meis hamokam elam matnas chinam. Nevertheless, they asked from Hashem a free gift. something which a grantor, the one who gives, gives on his own volition without the receiver even deserving it. Tzaddikim only ask from Hashem something for free, that they should just give it to them without them even deserving it. Moshe Feinstein asks the question, what does it mean that Moshe Rabbeinu could have made his request to go to Eretz Yisrael dependent on his good deeds? Is it possible to say that if we would take into consideration Moshe Rabbeinu's good deeds, he really deserved to go to Eretz Yisrael, but Hashem still said no? It's impossible, says Moshe Feinstein, because otherwise we would say that Hashem wasn't fair to Moshe. He really deserved, but he said no. So we must conclude that even if we take into consideration all of Moshe Rabbeinu's deeds, he still would not be able to go to Eretz Yisrael. If so, then what does Rashi mean that Moshe Rabbeinu could have made his request dependent on his good deeds? He didn't have the deeds that would allow him to get what he wanted. And the Moshe Feinstein explains that Moshe Rabbeinu could have invoked, he could have mentioned that he was Moshe Rabbeinu, someone who did so much for Hashem and Jewish people. He was the one who took Jewish people out of Egypt. He was the one who took care of the Jewish people for 40 years in the desert. He could have told Hashem, look, we've been doing so many great things together. We have a working relationship. We know each other. And he could have mentioned that he was Moshe Rabbeinu. However, Moshe Rabbeinu chose not to mention it. And he was asking Hashem as if he had no relationship to Hashem, as if he was a stranger from the street. This teaches us a lesson in humbleness and how we have to approach asking Hashem for things that we need. At the end of the day, this strategy will actually afford us a nechama. Because if we approach Hashem as a consumer, because we want things, then we might be disappointed. But if we approach Hashem as somebody who accepts Hashem's decree, and he believes that whatever Hashem does is for the good, and all he wants is a relationship with Hashem when he davens, then this will be the sustaining force for us to receive nechama from Hashem, solace, feeling that Hashem is really granting us things and is good to us. And as Shabbos Nachamu this week is approaching, we should keep this message in mind that ultimately it's our close relationship with Hashem and the fact that we rely on His infinite wisdom is what allows us to continue. We continue believing even with a loss. But now we know that everything is for the good because Hashem is in charge. Thank you so much for listening. Please keep up your great avoda of saying Tehillim on Thursdays. And may Hashem answer all your tefillos l'tovah. At this point, I would like to recite the four chapters of Tehillim and say Mishaberech for Cholim. Please read with me. First capital is capital Chav, chapter 20. Lam natzeach mizmor l'David. Yan chad noy v'yom tzara. Yisagil chashem Elohe Yaakov. Yishlach zrecha mikodesh. Ometzion yisadeko. Yizkor kol minchosecho. Ve'olatcha idash nesela. Yiten lecha kilvavecha. V'chol asadcha yimale. Nirananah v'yishuatecha. ושם אלוהינו נתגול, ימלא אדוני כל משאלותיך. עתה ידעתי כי הושיע אדוני משיכו, יענה משמי קודשו בגבורות ישע ימינו. אלי ברכב, אלי בסוסים, ואנחנו בשם אדוני אלוהינו נזכיר, אי מה קרו ונפלו, ואנחנו קמנו ונתעודד, אדוני הושיע, המלך יעננו ויום קורנו. Chapter 23. Mizmor li David, Adonai ra'i lo ichtar, bin abeshe yarbiteni, almei minuchod in nahaleni, nafshi shoyvev yancheni, b'magli tedek l'ma'am shimo, gam gele b'gei tamove, lo ira ra'a ki adai madi, shivticha o mishantecha, hei mayinachamuni, ta'arach levanai shulcha, negis oirai, ישנתו בשם הראשי, קרשתי לוויה, אך טוב החסד ירדפו ניגור ימי חיי, ושבתי בבית אדנו לאורך ימים. Chapter 121. שיר למעלות, עצי נעלי ערים, מאין יבוא עזרי, עזרי מעם אדוני, עושה שמים בארץ. אל יתן לעמוד רגליך, אל ינום שומריך. הנה לא ינום ולא ישון, שומר ישראל. אדוני שומריך, אדוני צלך, על יד ימינך. ימם השמש לא יקק, וירח בלילה. אדוני ישמרך מכל רע, ישמור את נפשך. Adonai Shmar Tzadcha Lecha Me'ata Be'ad Olam. Chapter 130. Shir HaMa'alot Me'amakim Kedaticha Adonai Adonai Shmar V'Koli Tiena Zeh Kashuvoi Z'Kol Tach Adonai Im Avonot Shmar Ya Adonai Mi'amon Kim Chas Tzadcha Man Tivare Kiviti Adonai Kivto Nafshi V'Lidvaro Yochalti נפשי לאדוני, משמרים לבויקר, שמרים לבויקר. יחל ישראל אל אדוני, כי אם אדוני החסד והרבה אימו יפדות, והוא יבדל ישראל מכל עוונותו. This point we will say, Mishaberech for Cholim, a prayer for sick people. Please insert the names of the sick people at the pause. Mishaberech Abadenu, Abraham, Sami, Yagol, Moshe, Aaron, David, Shlomo. We will recognize the faith of Cholim. בעבור שכל הקהל קראו תהילים בעבורם. בסחזה הקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא רחמים עליהם להחלימם ולרפוסם להחזיקם ולחיותם. וישלח להם עירה רפואה שלמה מן השמיים ולמחריהם ושרגליהם. בתוך שקר כל חולי ישראל רפואה של נפש ורפואת הגוף. חשת בגלה וזמן קריב ונאמר אמן. Now we're going to say אחינו and answer אמן after. אחינו כל בית ישראל, הנתונים בתורה ובשביו, העומדים בין ביום ובין ביבשה, המקום ירחם עליהם ויוציאם את הרב לרווחה, ומפעלה ולעורה ומשיבות הגאולה, אשתו בעגלה וזמן קריב ונאמר, אמן.
אמן. Thank you so much, Rabbi Yachabav. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all those in need, be answered, Latova, for good, and that all of our tefillot should be answered, Latova, for good.
Amen.
Please join us again. Amen. Please join us again tomorrow on Friday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for our next regularly scheduled program. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy,